This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
A new art project combines dance, performance and audio in a journey through natural light. Here to explain more is choreographer and producer Kate Lawrence. Kate, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Harold. Nice to meet you and thank you for inviting me.
Well, the new piece is called Anagolai in Welsh, which translates to In the Light, and it takes us on a journey going right the way back to the Big Bang.
Yes, it does. The original piece was a collaboration with a photonics scientist called Ray Davies, who is sadly no longer with us. So photonics is the science of light with electronics. So he works a lot with kind of domestic lasers and was also very interested in what I do, which is vertical dance. Vertical dance combines the equipment of rock climbing with dance. So it enables us to suspend dancers off the ground. And so we did an experimental workshop together, which was funded by Pontio in Bangor. We did a work in progress performance and we invited, and our main question, one of our main questions was, what would this be like for someone who can't see it? Which has been a question that I've been pursuing, asking myself and exploring for the past sort of, I suppose, 8 to 10 years. It made me realise all sorts of things, like dance is often presented on a proscenium arch stage, but that's quite relatively recent, a few centuries. In the past, dance was a social thing that was done often in circles. So it seemed to me quite odd that this transfer to a proscenium arch stage, which creates a picture and puts a frame around dance, makes it very flat and also accentuates the visual. And so I began to think, well, it's really weird that dance, which is a physical art form, it's about the body, it's kinesthetic, has become so visual. And I did some research with my colleague, Joanna Wright, who is director and co-producer of the film. And before we made the film, we talked to people about their experience of going to the theatre, also their experience of working with what sort of technology people who are visually impaired use, what their experience of the theatre is, what their experience of audio description is. And we got hundreds of different points of view, obviously, because everybody's different. And some people loved audio description, some people didn't like it. Some people loved to go and see dance, and other people thought there was nothing in it for them. So it was really, really interesting to sort of explore, well, how could dance and the arts generally be more accessible or be of interest at all to someone who can't see it or can't see very much of it. And then COVID happened, of course, and we had money to make a show, a live show, but we had to rethink that. And that's when we made the Anagolai film.
Anagolai has been a collaboration with lots of individuals, you say, and organisations, and many that listeners will be familiar with in terms of sight loss organisations from across Wales.
Yeah, we've worked with a range of different creative artists, including two artists, visually impaired artists, who have advised us along the way, Amelia Cavallo and Karina Jones. Karina Jones, who's based up in North Wales and work with her quite a lot, but also with the North Wales Society of the Blind in Bangor, and they did a lot of recording for us for the audio description, which there's options to listen to the audio description in English and Welsh. So this event that we're staging on the 16th of November at Pontio, called Out of Sight or Ar Olwg in Welsh, our collaborators on presenting the event are Disability Arts Cymru and North Wales Society.
Anagolai will have its premiere on Saturday the 16th of November in not one but two different locations. What have you got planned?
We're also working with Brighton Screen Dance, who will be screening Anagolai simultaneously in Brighton as we're screening it in Bangor. And following that, there'll be a panel, live linked up panel discussion between the artists who made Anagolai in Bangor and Jo Cork and a couple of artists she's been working with, in Brighton.
Great. Well, where's the best place to go for information on the Brighton Screen Dance Festival performance at the Dance Space in Brighton?
So visiting the South East Dance website, you will be able to book tickets for that.
Site events in Bangor as well?
And the out-of-site event in Bangor is free if people go to the Pontio website or alternatively ring Pontio. You can book a place. Whilst it's free, we would like people to book, ideally.
And is it an art form that's easy to access with things like audio description now for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, in terms of experiencing performances, there's very little that's audio described because most of it, a lot of it takes place outdoors. And like many
accessible,
dance
is it something that somebody who's
there
blind
are
or
very
partially
few
sighted
audio
could take up
described
and do themselves?
Performances, which is part of why we want to do this event out of sight, is to try and get people excited about working with audio description. Because for me personally, it's been a really added something extra to my creative process and made me think about my art form in many different ways and open up new areas for exploration. And I kind of felt like I wanted to share that with other people because I think there's a little bit of fear around making work accessible that you're going to get it wrong. And of course, I felt that as well. But working with advisors like Amelia and Karina basically gives you a bit more of a sense of it's okay to try and it's okay to fail, and you know, better to do something than nothing, and just that kind of creating an excitement around the exploration of something, a new way of opening up the expression loop. In terms of doing vertical dance, it's accessible to anybody. basically, you're in a harness hanging off a rope, and it's as long as you can withstand that kind of sense of being in a harness. And Karina, certainly, she does vertical dance with us, and we'd love to work with more disabled people and more visually impaired people. So, yeah, it's in terms of doing it, yeah, very accessible. But in terms of performances with audio description, not so much. But we're hoping some events like this will help to change people and change people's minds about working in a more accessible way.
Well, choreographer and producer Kate Lawrence, we wish you the very best for the premiere of Anagolai on Saturday, November the 16th. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.